Brother Salim is mentioning about the amulets and the talismans. What is the law of the amulets and talismans? People seek refuge in talismans or amulets. This is like a hijab in the Arabic language. And they are things that they are placed on their shoulders, like a triangle sort of covering with a, you know, bobby pin in it, which is stuck on your shoulder, or placed in your car, or underneath your pillow, or wherever, hung on the wall. People use this as a protection against evil or to gain benefit. This is shirk. This is shirk. You are not allowed to use any of these. Inna tamaima shirkun wa kufr. Indeed, the talismans and amulets are disbelief and shirk. So you've got to be very careful that we do not accept any amulets, any talismans. It's not part of Islam, and it will never be part of Islam, and it's not the Prophet's Sunnah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so beware. Likewise, people wear beads for children, the beads, the blue beads, against the evil eye. This is a'udhu billah shirk. And subhanAllah, how can people place their belief in a created little object? What's that going to do? A little blue bead, and some of us got eyes on it. What's that going to do? It's a created thing. It's a little thing that's going to, if you put it on the ground and step on it, it's broken. What's it going to do? And people believe that will prevent the eye. Or the horseshoe for good luck. The horseshoe placed upwards. Do not place it downwards, they say. You know, they place it like this. The opening towards the sky. Why? They say if you place it the other way, the good luck falls out. MashaAllah. A lot of good luck in it, isn't it? A lot of good luck in it. Or the rabbit's foot. And so forth. And many other so-called good luck and bad luck charms. And they were all shirk charms. They're called the charms of shirkiyah.